We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hard for me!
Norman Leahy is a reporter for Real Clear Investigations, the editor at Ballotpedia, and the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post. And I'm glad to have you here, Norman, as we look at the growing list of individuals running for president. I guess we should start with Joe Biden. We're hearing that he plans to announce that he will indeed run, and he's going to do it in Charlottesville. And my guess is, that he's going to try to use the incident from a year ago to contrast himself with Donald Trump. I wouldn't think the people of Charlottesville would really be enthusiastic about that, even if he has supposedly good intentions. What do you think?
Well, good morning, John. That story, by the way, was based on anonymous sources in multiple outlets. So Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
It is pretty clear, however, that Biden has been lining up every duck and every row that he can find to make a run. And yeah, I agree with you. Choosing Charlottesville to launch a campaign after, of course, putting out, a YouTube video first is an interesting choice, a stark choice, and one that would really frame the race between him and the president, ignoring the rest of the Democratic field. You're also right. I don't know that Charlottesville residents would approve being used of that kind of a stage prop.
I'm really worried that Charlottesville is becoming the buzzword for modern day racial conflict. I mean, I don't think that's fair due to the people of Charlottesville.
Well, is it taking the place of Selma, for example?
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, it happened.
It was real. Yeah.
Someone died, and that's still fresh. So I totally understand why that might be used. Mm-hmm. However, again, it is unconfirmed. So until it actually starts, those wheels start actually moving, and the Jersey barriers start going up, I hold it in a little bit of skepticism.
Okay. So. Now, let me ask you, bring it back home to Virginia Democrats and this story we saw last week that the governor's political action committee has raised $2,500 in the last few months since the scandals enveloped him, and that the head of that PAC is leaving. What does Ralph Northam do now? I mean, he's still laying low, announcing he's not going to go to VMI. There are more and more people who are saying, look, if you don't want to do this job and you're not prepared to do it in the normal way, and that maybe you should leave.
I've heard some of that stuff, too. However, I think what we're witnessing is Northam had obviously a lot of talent in his political action committee. And traditionally, the governors have used those as vehicles to really put their stamp on Virginia politics. Mm-hmm. Heaven knows Terry McAuliffe did it during his tenure, and certainly his predecessors did. However, with nothing going on in Northam land, with the lights essentially out and possibly a for rent sign on the door, yes, that talent's going to look for somewhere else to go. His finance director is going to go work with the House Minority Leader, Eileen Fillerkorn's PAC, instead, obviously to try to have an effect on state House races. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was fascinating, John, that Wednesday of last week, right about the time Terry McAuliffe was riding in on his white horse stallion into Capitol Square, that Northam's PAC got its first $10,000 donation of the quarter, ironically from somebody that Terry McAuliffe reappointed to the Board of Visitors at the University of Virginia. So it's amazing how Terry McAuliffe shows back up on the scene and the money starts to flow. Yeah, so it really, you have Ralph, the official governor, who has the institutional power, the political power, the money, the organizing, the glad-handing. That's Terry McAuliffe. He's effectively the shadow governor. You should have him on the show on the Ask the Governor show.
Well, you know what? We actually discussed that last time about whether Terry McAuliffe would come on. I mean, I've thought about, if depending on how long this governor chooses not to come on the air, just going through all the ex-governors and having them come on and talk. I think that would be, I mean, I wouldn't be doing that to insult Ralph Northam, because it's kind of insulting to do that. But that's not my intention if he's going to duck out. Yeah.
As I put in the post, Ralph Northam's not in a position right now to say no to this kind of an influence. Yeah. And if you believe McAuliffe's own spin, that he was getting calls from people saying, we're desperate down here, we really need the help, and he answered the call. Now, I know my good friend and former writing colleague, Paul Goldman, says it was a mistake for Mr. McAuliffe not to throw his hat into the presidential ring. I think it's actually pretty shrewd.
Do you?
He can come here, rescue Ralph, who's essentially checked out on the political side, possibly deliver majorities for Democrats in the General Assembly, something he failed to do on his own in 2015. In other words, settling scores there, and really position himself, as you have alluded to, a possible 2021 run. For governor. Becoming, a modern-day Mills Godwin in that regard.
Yeah.
I think that really does set him up tremendously, because the more I look at the Democratic field, the more I think, the president really does look like a favorite, in spite of his many and manifest failings and the grifters around him. He still has to be considered a favorite for re-election, considering the Democratic field. And I think Terry McAuliffe may be seeing some of that, too.
Well, we will see. And next time we have you on, Norman, let's talk about who the Republicans field, too, because I was chatting with some guys yesterday who were saying, who are we going to run for governor?
Yeah.
And that seems very unclear as well. We're out of time. But Norman Leahy, the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post and reporter for Real Clear Investigations, I always enjoy chatting with you. Wish we had another 10 minutes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.